tradition, did you know you're keeping a lot of false man-made traditions that Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, starting with the gospel? The shed blood of Jesus calls us out of the world. We just stood out at the baseball field and watched, maybe you were there, I don't know, or know some of them. They're out there playing baseball and being worldly, and you say, well, what's wrong with a little baseball? I walked up to preach the gospel to them. They didn't want nothing to do with the gospel. They said, play ball, and they ignored the shed blood of Jesus. They didn't love us, as the Bible says, we're supposed to love each other. They didn't love us one bit. On that card is a whole bunch of reasons why the Mennonite faith is unbiblical. You look pretty progressive. You probably go on the internet. We have a website, don'tperish.com. We have lots of articles on there. The shed blood of Christ calls us out of the world and out of false traditions. The Mennonites have been following man-made traditions handed down from the early Anabaptists. But I have news for you. I love you. If Menno came back today, I read enough about Menno. If he came back today, you know, he'd rebuke you guys. You know why? He'd start with number one. You named yourself after him. I know you're going to say, I didn't take that name. You take it today. You're carrying it. If somebody named you Idiot and you kept the name Idiot, that's receiving the name. You could change your name and say, my name's Robert. Mennonite stuck to you. You call yourself Mennonite. Menno would come. He was a fiery man. He would come and rebuke you for that, along with selling out the gospel that he used to preach and go and travel and risk his life. You guys have sold out for community, money, material things, and you don't preach the biblical gospel. Do you know most of that is true?
I guess I'm not really. I don't.
Have you tested your faith, young man?
I could check some of these scriptures out.
Have you tested your faith to the scriptures and go, I'm following Jesus. Why am I a Mennonite named after a man? That Bible actually says in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul. That sounds like division. He says, did Paul die for you? No, Christ. We're supposed to be Christians following Christ. And then you're keeping many false ways. You know, I just witnessed to a man in McDonald's. We were in there working online. An older Mennonite man who goes to Millport. And I was telling him about the gospel that I just preached to you, the shed blood of Jesus and repentance to him. You must be born again. Water baptism is not being born again. A lot of Anabaptists feel like, I went down in the water, I came up, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday, I'm a Christian. That's not. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. And if you really are the fruit of Jesus, you'll be following his truth. And I was telling this older man, they keep pagan holidays. You just did Easter, Resurrection Sunday. Some do, some don't. Good Friday. These are lies. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. I have articles on all this. The Roman Catholics handed all this stuff down, and you guys all take them and just continue them.
Well, I think that's some of the reason on those days it's just a day set aside, because they said nobody really knows the exact day, so it's just.
Did God even tell us to celebrate them as a holiday? Did Paul?
I don't know if he did.
John the Baptist didn't. Peter didn't. These are Catholic, Roman Catholic handed down holidays. And so what happens is, you heard a strange fire. God killed two Levitical priests in Leviticus 10 for bringing strange fire to God. God said, bring this fire, and they said, we're going to bring our own fire. Guess what God did? He killed them. He killed a husband and a wife in Acts 5 because they lied to the Holy Spirit. Do you know God's a fiery, angry, wrathful God too?
He can be if you don't do what, but I know God is a loving God.
Did you know what 2 Thessalonians says? He is loving because he's giving you the truth right now. He's made it available for you to hear Christ. Mm-hmm. But do you know what he's coming back as? Fiery lion of Judah. And 2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming back to reap vengeance
on all the people that don't.
Keep, go ahead.
All the people that don't do his will, I guess.
The verse says people that don't know God. And I just told these young Mennonite men, I said, you might say, well, we know God. And then it says, who don't obey the gospel. The Mennonites are not obeying the gospel.
Well, I agree
You've
with
merged.
You on your idea. I mean, I know baptizing won't save you, going to church won't save you. You'll have to know God. Like, you can go to church and not be saved. But
absolutely. And all the Catholics do it, Lutherans do it. But I got to tell you, in love, we travel the country. We've been doing this for years. You know about Pinecraft down in Florida? It's an Amish country club down there.
I think I might have heard about it.
Mennonites and stuff go. They go down there and sit on the beach, eat ice cream, and play volleyball and shuffleboard. And I go down there and show up in a public park and preach. And they call the police on me every single time. Standing here talking like this, they call the police on me every single time. Even Mennonite churches do that. When I stand outside, we've had Mennonite churches call the police on us. I thought they're non-resistant. Police show up with guns and everything. Do we look dangerous to you?
No.
We usually have a Bible in my hand. That's my Bible and my phone. But we call people out of that, I would warn you that even the Anabaptist faith, I know you folks think that you're different, you're somewhat maybe, I'm not judging you just by saying this, maybe better because we've kind of come out of the world, you know, our women head cover, we're a little bit different. You're not all that different than the world, young man. You really aren't. You really aren't. We saw it last night in the baseball. We see it in the theology, not going forth. Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit. I've been doing this for 16 years. This should really keep you up at night. Ready? I don't know any Anabaptist man anywhere, my wife is testifying, that goes and lives the biblical gospel that's on that card and I preached to you, and goes out and preaches it to everyone, and goes and warns his neighbors. You're supposed to love your neighbor. Those young people are supposed to love their neighbor. Those men, 25, 30 years old, they're old enough to be preaching. They'd rather play softball than go warn Catholics and Lutherans and Mormons and everyone else, and even their other Anabaptist brothers and sisters, that they're going to lose their souls. Do you think that's good fruit?
No, probably not.
And that's the Anabaptist fruit. You guys are churchgoers, your community. Boy, you're good at business. Whoa. You know the Anabaptists that I walk up and talk to them? When I used to have a homestead, we sold it all to travel and preach. That's our house now. And we preach full time. We support ourselves. When I used to talk about metal roof, oh, sheds, oh yeah. Fruit, they're selling fruit. Oh yeah. Start talking about the gospel. You. Now you're being gracious. You're listening. You haven't run off. A lot of, by the time, most times they're in the door gone. You're standing there listening. I don't know what that means. Maybe you should be in flight to an old man. Maybe there's something that the Holy Spirit has pricked your heart about. But have you studied the scripture, young man, to go deep into what God's word says and test, the Bible says, test all things. And then it says, avoid all appearance of evil. Did you know evil is not just ex-murderers? Wicked is not just Adolf Hitler-like murderous men. Evil and wicked is sin. If you tell a lie, you're evil and wicked before God.
Yes.
And so am I. So one lie is going to put you out of the kingdom. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. One willful lie. So you're practicing many lies in the Anabaptist faith. What will you do about that?
Well, I guess I'm not aware of any. I mean,
we just covered them. Christmas, Easter, they don't preach the gospel. Worldliness, they don't love their neighbors.
Yeah.
What church do you go to?
Mennonite Church. We're close to Rutledge.
What's it called? Prairie Ridge.
Yeah.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
Prairie Ridge Mennonite Church. Yeah. So I'll tell you what. Why don't you...
I'm just...
You born Mennonite?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's the thing. See, you're born into something, but you've never tested it to go, what am I following? Ready? Go back to the history, young man. Where did it come from? 500 years ago, from a man named Menno, who was a much more godly man than you guys are today. I have to tell you, he was risking his life for the gospel and all for the kingdom of God. You guys are mostly sold out for business and community. Admit it. You know it's true.
I know Mennonites are really big on business and stuff yeah, like that. You're
because
right.
Do you know why that happened, young man? I love to tell people this. The Mennonites were like Menno and other Anabaptists that were being, you guys love to talk about your martyrs and your founding fathers. They were going around, and I model myself after like Paul and Jesus and Peter. They were going around street preaching and telling the truth. Mm-hmm. The authorities came to the Anabaptists back then. You know what happened? A peace treaty was made. And you know what the authorities said? We're tired of hunting you down and killing you. They used to like burn the men alive and they would be graceful to their wives and they would just drown them. They said, we're tired of doing that. Let's make a deal. Stop proselytizing, meaning going to the Catholics, evangelicals, telling them the gospel. Just go live on your communities. We'll leave you alone. You leave us alone. You know what happened? The Mennonites, after Menno, took that bait. They went into community. They went into farming. They went into business. And they got the mindset, just let your light shine. An old man I heard told a young man that wanted to preach the gospel, a young Anabaptist man, the old man told him, see that light? It shines without saying a word. That's not true. You're not shining no light at all if you're not preaching the gospel. That's history, young man. That's a fact. They sold out the gospel for peace and safety, and you are still practicing it today. Your parents and your elders have let you down, because if you'd go back and study the history, and I get passionate about it, because I went back and studied my history, and I'm like, man, I've been lied to. I came from the evangelical world where they told me the Apostles' Creed. The apostles didn't write it. The apostles didn't write it. I got angry. I'm like, I'm following the Apostles' Creed all my life. They didn't write it? No, it was a bunch of men that sat down and wrote it. I got into the scriptures, and that transformed my life by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Jesus said in Matthew 10, have you read the Bible much?
Yeah, I have a devotional that I go by every day.
I would encourage you this. Throw the devotional away and study everything you do to the Word of God. Devotionals are like eating a Twinkie every day. It's sweet.
I usually do both. I do devotional and then just read the Bible.
Okay, great.
Itself.
So in Matthew 10, Jesus said, lose your life. How have you lost your life for Christ? You're born a Mennonite. You're still a Mennonite. You're practicing Mennonite ways that aren't biblical. How have you lost your life for Christ? How has your dad lost his life for Christ? To Mennonite? You can ask yourself that. If you haven't lost your life, to ask us about our testimony, you call me. My number's on that phone. I'll spend time with you. I'll tell you my testimony, what I've lost. I've lost my family, my grandchildren, my career, so has my wife, so has my other brothers and sisters. We've lost everything to follow Christ. It's exactly what the Bible says it must cost you. Mm-hmm. Salvation is a gift. But guess what, young man? What's your first name?
David.
I'm Tupos. It's not free. Marriage isn't free. You had to give up and forsake everyone else for her, her for you. It's not free. It's going to cost you everything. So if you decide to follow Christ and do it in spirit and truth, you can't be a Mennonite no more. You're going to lose your Mennonite. Business, family, friends. And guess who you're supposed to? I know you'll say, Hebrews 10:25. I hear this all the time. Don't forsake the gathering of ourselves together. Who are you supposed to really gather with? Biblical, holy, obedient, set-apart saints. That ain't the Anabaptists. So, I know you go on the internet. Look up Don't Perish.
I actually don't have internet. I have a blocker on my phone.
That, okay. Well,
so
whatever.
I don't have internet. Actually.
Well, whatever. You can call me. Look at that business, that gospel card, and it shows you the sins of the Anabaptist faith. And if you don't leave all of those and you keep them willfully, judgment's coming for you. He's coming in flaming fire, vengeance, to destroy all those that don't know God. And if you know God, you obey the gospel. The Anabaptists are what Paul warned about. Last thing. I'll leave you go. The Anabaptists are what Paul warned about. In the last days they'll come, they will not endure sound doctrine. You guys don't have sound doctrine. Pagan holidays, worldliness, feminization. And he said they have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. The Anabaptists tell me I can't do what I do. Ready? Live for God, live holy, separate from false churchianity. They call me divisive. You know what? I take that. Do you know why? What did Jesus say he came to bring?
Life. I guess he came to make it possible for us to go to heaven. Yeah,
he came to bring life and life everlasting, life more abundantly. But the one I'm going for in Matthew 10 is a sword. I got watching my fist. People think I'm threatening you. A sword. He came to bring a sword. He said, I came to divide mother from son, father from son, husband from wife. He came to divide. That's what Jesus came to do, to call his sheep separate. You have a farm?
No, I don't.
Okay, but so you got sheep and goats. They don't hang out together. I used to be a farmer. They don't hang out together. Sheep follow the shepherd. Goats are troublesome and follow all kinds of trouble. You want to be a sheep of God. In love, the Anabaptists are a bunch of goats. They really are so. Maybe you have ears to hear. You're listening. But you know what a hearer is? Somebody that goes, wow, God sent me that messenger. I got to go test this. Now I got to do it. And if you don't, and if you sell out the truth of God, which is Jesus Christ, his shed blood won't cover you. And if you sell it out for the Anabaptist world and you listen to your wife, if she would say, oh, honey, we'll be all alone. We can't do that. If you listen to all of that and you settle for family, you belong there. You're one of the goats. You're not the sheep of God. The sheep come out. And if you ever want to come out, you ever want to test, you got my phone number. And I have for years asked men like you to get their dads, their ministers, and their elders to call me. Love me. We'll sit down if we can physically. We'll talk on the phone if we can. And let's get to the bottom of this. If I'm wrong, I need to be an Anabaptist. If you're wrong, you need to come out. Mm-hmm. You know how many of them want to do that?
Probably not very many.
Zero. Mm-hmm. Zero. I did have one long conversation with a Mennonite minister one time on the phone after I stood out of this church. It's 5 years ago. 5 years ago, and he promised me he was going to come back with answers about 3 days and three nights that Jesus is in the grave, because they keep Friday to Sunday, Good Friday to Sunday. And I said, Jesus is in the grave 3 days and three nights. And I said, can you? He goes, I never even thought of that. I said, Jesus a liar? Well, no, he's not a liar. His name was Steve Zook. And I said, you get back to me. I'm going to look into this. I'll get back to you. How many years has that been? 5. Still waiting for Steve Zook to call me back. Figure out why he's he practices Good Friday and Easter still. Why do you think he does that, David?
I don't know, I guess.
He's a man pleaser.
Yeah.
Because if you tell your family, I'm not celebrating Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, I'm not going to be world anymore. I don't want to be called a Mennonite anymore. What do you think they're going to do with you?
I don't know.
They're going to put you out. They're going to tell you, stand down or you can't be part of us.
That's I don't think my personal family would, but...
Well, guess what? If your personal family stays in sin, the Bible actually commands you to separate from them. Did you know that? Romans 16, 17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine. You guys are the ones that are divisive. You've all left sound doctrine. We're standing the line, holding the faith once delivered. You guys are all following men, named after men, pagan holidays, worldliness, false gospel. We're the ones, David, standing firm to say, come back or come to it. Unless you do that, you'll be outside the kingdom of God. So I love you enough to tell you the truth today. Okay.
Well,
thanks
thank
for listening.
You
got my number? You got that gospel card? Go to the library someday. Look up don'tperish.com. Hundreds of articles that help you come out of that false way.